Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the effect of changing seasons on the land and the mind as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrinai 118 penned by Perunkadunko, a poet king from the Chera dynasty. Set in the Palay landscape, the poem speaks in the voice of the lady to the confidant, describing the pained state of her heart. அடைகரை மா அத்து அலங்குசினை ஒளிய தளிர்கவின் எய்திய தன்னரும் பொதும்பில் சேவலொடு கெளிய செங்கன் இருங்குயில் புகன்று எதிர் ஆளும் பூமளி காலையும் அகன்றோர் மன்ற நம் மறந்திசினோர் என இனர் உருபு உடைவதின் தலையும் புனர்வினை ஓவா மாக்கள் ஒல் அறக்கு ஊட்டிய துகிலிகை அன்ன துய்த்தலை பாதிரி வாழ் இதழ் அலறி வண்டுபட ஏந்தி புதுமலர் தெருவுதொரு நுவலும் நொதுமலாட்டிக்கு நோம் என் நெஞ்சே. As the poem opens, we step on a shore with the words Adaikarai, meaning banks of a river. A cheerful mango tree greets us when we see Ma Attu and perceive that it's a lush grove meeting Podumbil. Irungkuyil tells us that there's a black coil around. Ova Makkal refers to painters and artists, and their weapon of choice, a brush, appears too in Thugilihai. One of the flowers much preferred by Sangam women, the Padiri or trumpet flower, announces itself. A beautiful sounding word, Nudumalatti, is seen, meaning an unknown girl. Let's see what the lady has to say about this girl shortly. The man and woman have been in a married relationship. He parts away from her to complete a task. One day, during this period of separation, the lady turns to her confidant and says, "In the cool, fragrant orchard by the river shore, filled with the swaying branches of the mango tree and budding sprouts, the red-eyed black coil and its mate coo with love to each other." This is the season of abundant flowers, and it was marked by the Lord who parted from me as the time of his return. As if to say he has forgotten me, now that time has passed and it is the season when the blooming flower clusters dry up and wither. With a soft fuzzy head like that of an artist's brush dipped in a sharp red dye, the Padiri flowers bloom with tender petals. Carrying these flowers on a plate swarming with bees arrives that strange girl who sells fresh flowers in our streets. Whenever I glimpse at this flower seller, my heart aches. With these words, the lady reveals the state of her mind as the man stays away beyond the promised time of his return. Now, for the little details in this poem. Time is tangible to these Sangam folks. They take it in with all their senses. In this poem, the time of the year is depicted by the sight of swaying branches and green clusters of the mango tree, the sweet fragrance of the orchard, as well as the sound of cuckoo birds in love singing to each other. In speaking of this coil, there's a nuance. It's described as a red-eyed black coil, and those words make the vibrant colors of a little bird in that huge grove dance before our eyes. Just hold on to the red of the bird's eye in your mind's eye for a while. The lady then details that all these changes in the world around signify the time of the year, that's Ilavenil or the spring season. This was the time the man said he would return. She concludes that he seems to have forgotten her, for now spring has gone by and Muduvenil or summer is here, the sweltering season which wilts the blooming flowers of spring. But there is a flower that still blooms, and that's the Padiri flowers that the lady yearns for. Connecting back to the red of the coil's eye, the lady talks about the artists and their brushes dipped in red dye. The bristles of the brush are placed in parallel to the Padiri flowers that are plucked by the flower seller who sells every day on the streets of their village. The lady, seeing her, is filled with ache, for women then seem to have abstained from wearing flowers or dressing themselves up when the man of the house was away. Thus, a string of flowers seemed to be woven with the pain of a lady missing her man. The poem makes me reflect on the concept of time, and when I do that, it's numbers that come to my mind immediately. Those blinking digits on a clock or a date on a sheet of paper. Refreshing to have glimpsed an era, a time when time spoke another language, a real language, echoing the richness of that life and speaking directly to one's heart. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.